A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen said to the people, the elders and the scribes, you stubborn people, with your pagan hearts and pagan ears, you are always resisting the Holy Spirit, just as your ancestors used to do. Can you name a single prophet your ancestors never persecuted? In the past, they killed those who foretold the coming of the Just One, and now you have become his betrayers, his murderers. You who had the law brought to you by angels are the very ones who have not kept it. They were infuriated when they heard this and ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at God's right hand. I can see heaven thrown open, he said, and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. At this, all the members of the council shouted out and stopped their ears with their hands. Then they all rushed at him, sent him out of the city, and stoned him. The witnesses put down their clothes at the feet of a young man called Saul. As they were stoning him, Stephen said in an invocation, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he knelt down and said aloud, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. And with these words he fell asleep. Saul entirely approved of the killing. The word of the Lord. We have from today's reading the conclusion of the great, brave speech of Stephen. It is a passage filled with such emotion and heroic courage. Stephen was a Hellenist Jew, that is, a Jerusalem Jew who spoke primarily Greek. He became converted to Jesus and became a leader of the Hellenist Christians. The Hellenists were encouraging a more expansive mission of the church so that the gospel could be spread to the Gentile world. Stephen was one of the seven who had received the laying on of hands for ministry by the 12. They were busy proclaiming the word and did not have time to carry out all of the many corporal works of mercy needed in the early communities. And so these seven were given that task. The scene here is Stephen standing before the Sanhedrin where he has been dragged and accused of blasphemy. We cannot read this passage without remembering the trial of Jesus. The difference here is that this is a lynching, not a judicial trial. The Sanhedrin had no power to execute anyone, as the Romans did. Stephen remains forthright. He, in very prophetic ways, sees that the old Mosaic law, as well as the temple worship, were standing in the way of full and faithful commitment to Jesus. In this speech, he is critical of these deep Jewish traditions, and even of the elders and scribes themselves. He calls them stubborn, having pagan hearts and ears, resisting the Holy Spirit. He even accuses them of murdering Jesus. The method of stoning was brutal. The person was hauled up to a high cliff and pushed off. If the person survived, they then rolled huge boulders down to crush the body. How can we ever understand the courage of a martyr? What seems to be a consistent quality, even with modern-day martyrs, is their ability to forgive their executioners. Jesus, who utters, Father, forgive them, they do not know what they are doing, is echoed in Stephen's words, Lord, do not hold this against them. Stephen is the first person following Jesus to die for the faith, the first Christian martyr. Martyrdom may not be asked of us. However, each of us surely can recall a time when we may have been abused or criticized for being prophetic, for standing for an unpopular cause, a cause that concerns human rights maybe, a cause that is aligned with gospel values. I can recall a few of these times in my own life. Today, I ask Saint Stephen to give me the courage to forgive those who have maligned me, who have made libelous statements about me, who have criticized what I stand for. Today, we also pray for some 500,000 lay Christians in over 150 denominations who have been trained in Stephen ministry to reach out to people experiencing a whole array of life difficulties. In our experience of working in parishes, we note so often these people are working in ecumenical settings together in various religions, working various denominations, working to bring these works to people and to help people out. And that's just so very much in the spirit of Saint Stephen. And we pray for all of them today.